The General Denver Hotel is a popular dining spot for many Wilmington residents. Just across the street from the St. Columbkill Catholic Church, it's where Father Jim Wettig is having lunch. Like many in the town, the DHL layoffs affect him too, as the church has been dealing with how to address the increased needs of the community.
We're turning away lots and lots of people because we simply don't have the ability to deal.
Wettig estimates that the demand on the church for charity relief is four times more than the usual numbers. He says that's pressure that the church hasn't yet seen.
You hate to have to turn anyone away. We help as many people as we can, and after that we have to say that we don't have it. We can't do it.
But Father Wettig also looks ahead to the future. He says that the air park is still a very valuable asset to Wilmington.
So in the long run, I think we'll be fine. How long it's going to take us to get to the long run, that's the real question, and we're going to go through some... I expect some very hard times, but we will get there.
You know, Wilmington's gone through a whole lot of these before.
John Naraki sits at the bar of the General Denver, echoing the same optimism for the town's future.
Cincinnati Millicron left. Heck, the Bengals left. And they managed to survive, you know. And so I think it'll be a while. It'll take a while to get back, but it'll come back.
But the reality of the situation in Wilmington dampens his spirits.
As far as DHL, I mean, you know, we can think about it, cry about it. We can't do much about it because they're gone. There's just going to be so many people buying for so few positions that I think the population is going to go down in Wilmington.
Across town, at a restaurant frequented by DHL workers, Susie Sims is less confident than the crowd at the General Denver.
I heard a man on TV the other day say something about, well, we've weathered storms before, we'll weather this one. I think times were a lot different then. It's going to be a little tougher to weather this, but we probably will weather it.
Sims retired from ABX Air several years back. She wanted to avoid the mounting tension she felt about the impending layoffs at the air park and decided to change her career.
I feel bad for a lot of these people because they have nowhere to go, nothing to do. And this is affecting the whole town. I mean, right now I'm the manager of some apartments. We've got vacancies, more vacancies coming because people are going to be laid off.
Lonnie Stuckert still works at ABX Air and has been for the last 3 years. It's even harder for him to find the silver lining from the layoffs, but at least, he says, his short tenure makes it easier for him to adjust to losing his job.
A lot of the people I work with, they've been there for 17 to 20 years, or even since the company started. So for them, it's much more of a blow. And a lot of the people that I work with are actually married couples, so they're both being impacted by this. These other people, their whole lives are based around that place. You know, they've grown up in it and raised their kids, and they've been in this town for years. So it's a big deal.
Stuckert says that hope for the future comes in the form of finding another job, wherever that may be.
I don't know. I mean, there's really not much you can do in this situation besides look forward, but it's definitely a dark and gloomy sort of atmosphere.
State officials have said they are preparing to help aid the workers, families, and communities affected by DHL's decision. For the people that live in Wilmington, hope remains, though it's clear that no matter what the future for the town, it's going to be a tough road ahead. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.